It's Thursday, time again for Foodstuffs, our look at New Hampshire food and food culture. A food market can be a cultural center for a neighborhood. The owner of an Asian market in Manchester is hoping to become just that, but first he has to find a new space for the store. Mark Hayward has reported on the Saigon Asian market for the New Hampshire Union Leader, and he joins me now with more. Hi there.
Hello, Brady.
What can you tell us about this store and about its owner?
Saigon Asian Market has been in Manchester for about 12 years. It was on South Maple Street, just off South Willow Street, which everyone knows is the main commercial strip in Manchester. And he had a little thriving market. It had a lot of things that were hard to find in New Hampshire, whether it was Asian vegetables, a huge selection of teas, Chinese cooking wine. I've bought regular meats, including goat, there. So it had quite a variety of, I think many people in Manchester enjoyed.
And then 9 months ago, the store shut down and started looking for a new location. What happened?
Right. It was one of the problems where a landlord says, I got someone better. Go find another space. And so Tran Ho found himself out looking for space in the city.
And he thought he had found a spot that might work. A building that the State Department of Employment Security is in now and is planning to vacate, but the Manchester Zoning Board of Adjustment thought otherwise. What was their argument against that move?
They said it was too big. He wanted to open up a 10 to 15,000 square foot market, which is nothing compared to these big market baskets, which top 100,000 square feet, but it was pretty sizable for Center City residential neighborhood. And they were worried about issues that whenever someone wants to build or locate in a neighborhood, or worried about traffic, worried about kids from Central High School hanging around, worried about the dumpster, worried about deliveries. And so they told them no.
And what was the reaction from the public, especially from Manchester's Vietnamese community?
Right. And not just Vietnamese, the Brazilian community. They said that, hey, we've gone to him before and he's stocked our stuff too. They didn't like it. The Vietnamese community said, a lot of us live here in this section of town. We can walk to the store. Tran Ho was pretty adamant that he wanted a place where a lot of his customers could walk to. They said, if we don't have a store like this, we have to drive to either Nashua or Boston. The zoning board, though, voted 4-1 against a special exception.
And so now it's back to the drawing board?
This was a rehearing. That's usually what developers or business owners will do after the zoning board has turned them down once. They'll ask for a rehearing, and then the next step is bringing it to court. When I talked to him afterwards, he was a little uncertain about that. He said it'll take a long time to fight in court, and he's got customers who want to start shopping now. He's looking for other spaces.
Mark Hayward, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, Brady.